Welcome to the Wait What podcast. Do not adjust your sets. This is not Dave. It's a man with a much better hairline.
Hey.
It's not Mitch either. It's me. Yes, it's me. It's the D-O. No, it's not the D-O double G. It's Liam.
And it's Dave. I'm ill, so. I've allowed Liam to do the intro this week.
Allowed as well.
Yeah.
Allowed.
Well, look, I don't know how much of my voice I'm going to be able to have because, you know, this is going to be a long tournament. So I didn't want to blow it out by doing a song or being entertaining like I normally am. So, you know.
Yeah. And if you want to tell us how entertaining we are, you can on our social. Let me see if I can do it. It's Wait What Pod True on the Twitter. No, it's X.
Hey,
is that what?
Yeah. And we have a YouTube channel.
we have a YouTube channel, Liam. Yes, Wait What Podcast. Everything is up to date. I could do this by myself. I don't need you.
You're good. Yeah, you're definitely good. Oh dear.
That hurt my neck. That did actually. I ain't doing that again. How do you do that?
Normal service will be resumed when I'm feeling better. But I apologise if I do cough or anything during this recording. I have got warm lemon tea with me. Thankfully, I haven't got to do much of the talking. This is a Mitchell tournament, so it'll
get
be mainly Liam.
Shit show.
It'll be mainly Liam yelling at Mitchell.
In today's episode, it's another tournament.
Yep. You know the rules.
You know the rules. 7 out of 10. this tournament, as you can tell by the title, is Best Songs of the Noughties. I went through all the years from 2000 to 2009 and picked the top six from each year using exactly the same website, so there's no bias at all. So if you're not happy with this list, fuck yourself.
Yep.
Wasn't me.
So this is the top. So this was the top six songs of each year.
Plus four random ones just sprinkled in.
I was going to say, because like
four fan favourites, to be fair. It's four fan favourites. It's our tournament. We do what we want.
Yeah.
I've seen the list of songs. There is a lot of songs in there that I didn't think would be in there. There's a lot of songs I think should be in there that shouldn't be. But I'm not blaming Mitch for this because, like he said, he used the website. He picked the top for six songs, so that's the way it is. So, yeah, there's no Frusetti's Chelsea Dagger, there's no Killers, there's no Kaiser Chiefs, there's no Green Day, there's no Linkin Park, blah, 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 Foo Fighters, all the good music at that time. They didn't chart too well. No. So, yeah, this is the top songs of 2000s. Let's do this.
Right, the first bracket is Shakira, Whenever, Wherever. Versus Tupac featuring Elton John, Ghetto Gospel.
I would like to point out as well, this is a 64-song tournament. It's a big bitch. So strap on and strap in, because it's fucking go time.
I feel like this first round, we should not dilly-dally. We should probably just like get out of the way as quickly as possible.
Dilly-dilly!
Dilly-dilly.
So Shakira, Whenever or Wherever, has got the terrible lyrics. We all know.
What are we basing this upon? Personal opinion.
I was thinking like the song and the video as well probably would count as well. Like literally the whole thing as like
a presentation. But then say for instance we have a tie break, we can always go to the third person.
The Hound of Justice? Oh.
you haven't got that ready.
I haven't. I can get the old one out. My vote is for Ghetto Gospel.
My vote is for Ghetto Gospel.
My vote is Ghetto Gospel.
Light work. Hit him with a little Ghetto Gospel.
It's a sample from another Elton John song, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know what one, though.
I believe so.
The next bracket is Sandy Tom, I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, versus Gabrielle Rise.
Oh,
easy. Rise. That's I don't like Sandy Tom's song, I'm afraid.
It was one hit wonder, wasn't it?
Oh, was that you, Mitch? You were doing a bit when you said that earlier. I thought you were being he's being serious.
Yeah, so my vote is for Rise. Gabrielle is like untouchable.
Yeah, Rise is a proper banger. It's a banging tune. It's one of the first ones I started singing when Mitch sent us a list.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the first ones I started singing when I first looked at the list this morning, even though Mitch sent the list like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. The next bracket is CeeLo Green, Gnarls Barkley. Crazy. Versus Sonique, It Feels So Good.
Oh. It was amazes me that was CeeLo Green back in the day. It's crazy.
I still am baffled.
So, I didn't realize CeeLo Green had been around for so long. Like,
neither did I.
He was making songs for like rap groups in like the late 90s and shit. Sonique, I like that song, but I always found it weird when she did that weird thing with her voice. Like, for the I can't do it obviously because I'm fucked. But the bit that she does at the end of the chorus. Yeah, I mean the presentation of the music, the production is very good, but the strings like the dun 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 dun, that stuff.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about music production, just the opening bit of Crazy, which just goes.
Dun, I remember dun, when.
Dun, I remember. Boom, a lot of people just when. Know that bit. Like
exactly.
As soon as you play that, they know what song it is.
Exactly. So for that reason, my vote's Crazy.
Liam.
Yeah, I can back that.
I'm with you on that as well.
I can dig it.
It's complicated, man.
The next bracket is Lady Gaga, Just Dance, versus the Notorious B.I.G., Nasty Girl. Is Lady Gaga a douche?
I love that. Fairy guy joke, nice. I love that Lady Gaga song.
I'm pretty sure that's Akon and is it Akon?
I don't think it's Akon. I think it's not Akon.
I'm pretty sure because that was her first big song, wasn't it?
No, Poker Face was.
Oh no, Poker Face was after this.
So Poker Face was after Just Dance. Yeah, Just Dance was first.
This had Kobe O'Donis.
Yeah,
he's worked with Akon.
Yeah,
I like the kind of songs where like the idea is that the world is going to shit or your life is going to shit, so all you got to do is just forget about it and just fucking enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
but the other one is just you just hear the big duets and you just know what it is.
Mm.
You just know what it is.
Ladies, grab your titties for B.I.G.
Yeah.
For me, I think there's better Notorious B.I.G. songs than that one.
Whereas well, I don't think... It's more of a sample because, I mean, he did, but I don't know the time that come out.
Also, P. Diddy.
Well, yeah, but also...
Oh, everyone's all...
Exactly. Yeah. P. Diddy can't rap. And he did some terrible things. But I think that's Lady Gaga's best song. So my vote is for Gaga.
Liam?
I think there's better Gaga songs. So I say Biggie.
I agree with both of you that there are better songs, but I will agree with Dave with Lady Gaga.
The Little Monsters.
I prefer the Swiftie.
Well, unfortunately, she's too late for this. Check out the Taylor Swift tier list we did, though.
Yeah, because we've realized we're low key Swifties. We are. We really are. We've been singing the songs since then. Can't help it.
Anyways, moving swiftly on. Next bracket is Snoop Dogg. Drop It Like It's Hot versus Adele, Chasing Pavements.
Oh, Snoop Dogg. That Adele song shit, mate. That song's terrible.
Yeah.
Do you know what my problem is? That song, it got played so much when it first came out. I fed up of hearing it. Like somebody that I used to know. Played and played and played and played. I'm fed up of hearing it. Plus, there's better Adele songs anyway. Skyfall.
Oh, Rolling in the deep is one of the best. That is a great song. But yeah, I agree. Snoop Dogg.
The Pharrell was in that, wasn't he?
I think so.
I've just seen the next bracket.
Cool. Well, Snoop Dogg's gone through. So yep, what's next?
Snoop Dogg's gone through. So the next one is R. Kelly, Ignition Remix.
Oh, Lord.
Versus Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag.
Well, Wheatus, they're done. Moving on.
Even before R. Kelly started pissing on girls, that song still would have gone through.
That wasn't even before. He brought that out like around the time when it happened.
Yeah. Well, even, I'm just saying, even if you'd have told, even if before everyone found out that he pissed on underage girls, I'd still pick Teenage Dirtbags. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Besides, Happy People and The World's Greatest is better than both of them. It's better than that song.
Oh, The World's Greatest is a very good song.
World's Greatest is amazing. I love that song.
If you forget who about what R. Kelly did kind of thing, Ignition is a decent song. Bounce, 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 bounce. You know, it's a good flow to it kind of thing, good productions.
Would you say the same thing about Lost Prophets?
Well, I still listen to Lost Prophets.
I Believe I Can Fly is his best song.
Nah. That's only good because of Space Jam. Nostalgia. It's only good because of Space Jam.
Wheatus, because of nostalgia. Yeah, that
I'm
movie.
Just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah.
Let's go on to the next bracket. We've got Lily Allen, Smile, versus Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, fuck.
I'm going to say it now. If you say you don't like Nickelback, fuck you. Fuck the horse you rode in on, because you're doing it just to sound edgy. Nickelback slaps. Oh, you're
fuck. Is great.
Nickelback slaps, mate. Couldn't be a wise man. Couldn't be a poor man stealing. It's just, I will be brutally honest. For a very, very long time, I thought the next line was, tired of living like a black man. I won't lie. That's what I thought the lyrics were, but it's not, obviously, because he's white.
Wow.
But for a very long time, I thought that was the lyrics. And I say very long time. I was a teenager at this point. Let's just throw that out there.
I like that Nickelback song, How You Remind Me. It was obviously their first song. But I really like that Lily Allen Smile song. I literally started listening to it again.
That's peak. For me, that album was peak Lily Allen. I'm sorry, that whole album is amazing.
Since making this tier list, this tournament, I've been singing that song.
What album is Alfie on? Is it this album? Same
that
album?
That one, yeah.
I think the album's called Alfie, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Alfie.
Wonder if that Alfie.
So we're gonna put Lily Allen through then, yeah.
This is hard. To be fair, this is actually hard.
That's what she said.
There's another Nickelback song in this, but I don't think it's as good as How You Remind Me.
It's not. The video's better, but it's not better. I'm going Nickelback. I'm sorry, but I think if it had been Alfie or LDN. A couple of other LDN, maybe then yeah. But Smile is a good song, but it is also slightly repetitively annoying. I'm going to go Nickelback.
Mitch, are you going Lily Allen?
I'm going Lily Allen.
I'm going Nickelback then. Because I do like that Lily Allen song, and I have been singing it recently and stuff like that. But to be honest, the song that I've been listening to way more is Not Fair by Lily Allen. Which
I was listening to that just before we started recording.
That's a banger. That's a great song.
And it cuts deep as well to whoever she's singing about.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one that says he's got a small wee-wee?
Yeah.
Well, that is just that he's shit in bed.
Yeah, he can't use his wee-wee. Never made a scream.
No.
Right, the next bracket. Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
Oh.
Versus Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Oh. That's easy for me. It's real easy for me.
Because you fancy Amy Lee?
No, honestly, wrestling. That's how I first heard that song. This is how I first heard about them. I don't mind Scissor Sisters, but I only sing it to take the piss out of it, to try and do the voice. That's it.
Dave, don't attempt it, Dave.
Nah. See, I could say that I've never really been a massive fan of that Evanescence song. I like other Evanescence songs. Like Going Under, I thought was a lot better.
I don't know any Evanescence songs bar that one.
Yeah, that's the only one I know, but that's only because I'm uncultured.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't see. Yeah, that's so stupid. Stay me.
I've been sleeping a thousand years, it seems. No one to wear. The video's sick as well. Shit CGI.
No, the video's terrible.
It's so great. Bad. Bring me.
Why is she putting like she's like he's like she's like hanging on to him? She's like hanging on to him while at the same time trying to put him on.
The thing is, that song comes on.
It makes no sense though. She climbed out the window. Why not go upstairs?
Well, I'm not being. I don't know. I love it. I think it's great. I'm going that over Scissors. That's mine. I'm gonna go.
I'm going Scissors.
Evanescence.
I'm not going to lie, Dave. I do like Evanescence, Bring Me Back to Life, but Scissors Sisters, I don't feel like dancing. It's banging.
Yeah.
It is the better Scissors Sisters song, I'll be honest.
It's got a little production. Wake up in the morning. Yeah. It's good. Any song that when it says clap your hands, immediately follows with hand claps, it's always good.
Gets credit. He gets extra credit.
Yeah, it's along with songs that say that when the music stops, when they say stop.
Yeah.
We're looking at you.
The next bracket is Beyonce and Shakira, Beautiful Liar, versus Tattoo, All the Things She Said.
I'm going to say this now. Beyonce is not that good. I'm sorry, but it's true. Beyonce is not that good. She's not.
I don't agree with that, but I don't like that Beautiful Liar song.
I don't like that song.
But she's not. I can't even remember that song's best, but she's not that good.
They both start belly dancing.
She takes like eight people to write her songs. Like, and she's not even the one that gets involved in it. She just sings it. Beyonce's a speaker. She's a speaker. That's what she is. She's just a speaker.
Speaker box.
That song she brought out recently was one of her best. You know, you won't what break song? My soul. You won't break my soul. But sorry, she was repeating that over again.
Nope.
And didn't she just top like the country charts in America?
No idea.
But I'm not being funny. Yeah, when she sings a song that says "Who runs the world, girls," and repeats it about 70 times, like how is that music? It's just noise. Yeah.
I get you,
but Tattoo.
But then again, Tattoo. All the things you said.
That video was like raw. What is going on here?
I've seen him recently perform that live as well. Oh my god!
Do you remember the rumor that they were are they sisters?
No.
No.
Are they together?
No.
Because I remember when I was seven. One, they were together, and then two, they were together, and they were sisters. That's why everyone was like, whoa!
I remember them performing on Eurovision.
Didn't they perform that on Top of the Pops?
Yeah.
Well, all the things she said, no. That was always it was always the video that was shown, I'm pretty sure.
The video was shown.
Yeah.
Was this post like touchy Pop of the Pops?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. But I remember them performing at Eurovision and the rumor was they were going to perform naked, which they didn't.
I remember that rumor.
Yeah, but no, Tattoo, All the Things You Said over them too.
Yeah, bye.
The next one's going to be difficult for you guys. Shaggy featuring Rick Rock, It Wasn't Me. Versus Crazy Frog, Axel F.
I'm not putting that stupid frog through.
Can't believe that was in the top six.
Like this is when the world started to go to shit. Okay, they took a song that was in Beverly Hills Cop. What, like 1980? What six was it? 86, 87,
Early 80s, I think.
Early 80s, or 83. So I thought it was 83, but I thought I was too early. But either way, they took that song and put it with a fucking frog with his dick out. He had his dick out in the video.
And they didn't even put in the best bit. And I didn't even put in the best bit of that XOF song, which is the. Shaggy, obviously.
Shaggy, even though it's not the better Shaggy song. Angel's better than that.
Angel is a lot.
Angel's way better than that. You're my angel.
But it's always good to hear people try and sing Shaggy's part.
I'm too white for that. My name's not M.R. Come on.
Next bracket is Anastasia, Left Outside Alone, versus LaRue, In For The Kill.
Anastasia.
I like LaRue.
When it's cold
out here.
I like some other LaRue songs.
Is that going in for? Bulletproof's better. Bulletproof's better than that. Is that In For The Kill? How's that going? That's,
going in for the kill.
Yeah, no, that song sucks.
Bulletproof's definitely better.
Anastasia's better than that.
Well, the next bracket is the Battle of the Black Eyed Peas, apparently.
Ooh.
Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, versus Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love?
Where Is the Love? Hands down. I Got a Feeling. Nah, fuck off. Where Is the Love is next level.
I don't know. But I Got a Feeling. Now you got Mazel Tov. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then you also got Let's do it.
But
that song doesn't have a cameo of JT.
Where Is the Love?
No, but where
and is also love? Everyone and also Dylan all the members rapping Where Is the Love as well.
Yeah.
Like Taboo raps, App the App raps.
Taboo is good. Like it was Taboo was slept on. Especially in what's the other one? There's another song where he raps in it, I think. He only has a little bit. Pump it. I think that's one of my favorite Black Eyed Peas songs. That is,
yeah,
because you get the rap, and then Fergie comes in, and it gets all sexual.
I feel like I don't like the Black Eyed Peas where they sample famous things and just in the books and stuff like that. I prefer these kind of songs where Is the Love and I Got a Feeling where they're kind of like original songs.
I'm sticking with Where Is the Love. I'm sticking with it. I've Got a Feeling it's good, but Where Is the Love is better.
Where you going, Mitch?
I'm going with Liam. Where Is the Love?
I will say the start of I Got a Feeling is better to the start of Where Is the Love. It's that bam, bam, bam. You know it straight away. Yeah. As soon as you hear it, that's it.
But then even Where Is the Love, you still got dun, 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 dun.
True.
So
dun, 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 dun. Dun.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the world, mama?
Yeah, actually, no. I'd probably, Where Is the Love is probably so go through.
They both get love, but Where Is the Love is better. How about that?
Yeah.
See what I did there.
Next bracket is Lady Gaga, Poker Face versus S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving.
Do you know what's great about that Lady Gaga song? Is she managed to get fuck her face on the radio? It's impressive. You got to give her credit for that. She got radios all over the world. It's playing a song about fucking someone's face. That's aggressive on its own, for starters. That's a bit much. That's aggressive. But to get it played on the radio worldwide. What's this one?
S Club Don't Stop Moving versus Poker Face.
Don't Stop Moving better than Reach, though? I feel like Reach is a better song.
Reach is so childish. Whereas Don't Stop Moving...
I was a child when that came out, okay?
but Don't Stop Moving, you know, you got...
Rachel Stevens reaching as well. Now, you say you've got to go about Awakenings. Rachel Stevens in S Club 7. That's oof.
Yeah. I've already said that I don't think Poker Face is her strongest song, so I'll go for S Club 7.
I don't think Poker Face is her strongest song. I'm trying to think. We're definitely doing a Lady Gaga tier list now next. 100%. Alejandro's actually quite a good song. I quite like that one. I'm going S Club 7.
S Club 7 it is.
We're 90s kids. Wow. If we didn't go S Club 7, then they'd take away our passes. So.
Oh, I just did the next bracket.
Hit me!
Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out? Versus 50 Cent in the Club.
Oh. Oh, the one rap song that had all the white kids. All the white kids going when we were kids.
I didn't realise that the Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out, is actually about sex.
Oh,
I didn't realise that either.
It's like clapping.
But the thing is, the Baha Men take it and make it literally about dogs. Putting everything they can about dogs. It's like every sexual element.
The music video.
Yeah.
If you ever want to explain to someone what a double entendre is, that.
But then the Baha Men literally make it about dogs to remove the double entendre. Because originally the song is very filthy.
No.
I mean, look, when 50 Cent, when we hadn't heard of 50 Cent, and then he literally introduced himself upside down in that music video, it was birthday. Yeah, looking like Ivan Drago as he's working out.
He was wham in that video as well, man. Yeah. He was wham.
And the thing is peak 50 Cent as well. This is when he brought out Get Rich or Die Trying.
Get Rich or Die. To be honest, that's the only album.
Yeah, well, that's the only album, because after he got rich, he stopped trying. That's it. It was called Get Rich and Stop Trying. So yeah, In the Club for me.
In the Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. PIMP was another good one as well. I don't know what you heard about me.
Just a Little Bit is my favorite.
Just a Little Bit is good. Candy Shop, when he brought it out later on, was good. That's a filthy one. No.
I'm going to take you to a candy shop.
Did, did it.
Right, next bracket is Frankie. F you right back.
Please make it Eamon.
Blue Cantrell. Wow. Short Paul. Breathe.
I mean, a response song is always going to be weak. So, in my opinion,
Frankie though.
Woof.
Yeah. Well, Blue Cantrell. Mm. You can watch her actually get rooted. Blue Cantrell. Breathe.
Whoa!
Wait a minute. That was the thing, wasn't it? She was an adult film star.
I did not know that.
I know.
Yeah, that's what all the papers were all about, kind of thing. Or at least that was a rumor, anyway. But yeah, mainly for Sean Paul being in that.
Can't really back that Frankie song. Frankie song sucks.
I don't even remember the lyrics. When Eamon comes in, he's going out as well.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
I like that.
When you
come in, Dave? Modern day Mozart, he was.
Well, we'll get there.
Next one is Rihanna featuring Jay-Z, Umbrella. Versus Arctic Monkeys, I Bet That You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
Oh, that's harsh.
I'm going to say my piece now. I have to back Arctic Monkeys. I have to. Because not only do I like that song is synonymous with my relationship. So I am going with Arctic Monkeys and I'm sticking by my guns. Even though Tom Holland doing Lip Sync Battle to Umbrella is next level and it makes me like that song even more, I'm sticking with Arctic Monkeys.
I'm going for Rihanna Umbrella, to be honest, because like that song is iconic for how big it is.
It's very big.
Yeah.
Action. Yo.
Yeah. Are you going for Umbrella as well? Yeah. Let's get I bet you're good.
I did.
You did the right thing. I like that song, but it gets up right
there. Fluorescent Adolescent is better, though, I think, as a song. Just in general.
I like many Arctic Monkeys songs.
Mm.
The next one is Kings of Leon, You Somebody, versus Shakira featuring Wyclef Jean, Hips Don't Lie.
Again, for me, 17 is so much better than You Somebody. 17 is a bang.
The thing is, I found this one and the other one that's in here was overplayed so much on the radio.
No, the other one is overplayed way too much. I hear it now, and I'm just like,
yeah.
I prefer Biffy Clyro to fucking Kings of Leon, if I'm honest. But then again, you get the
Shakira, you can dance like this.
See, Shakira.
Yeah,
okay. You know what? For the fun factor, I'm going Shakira. Fuck Kings of Leon.
Shakira.
They're all bare weird. Kings of Leon are weird. They are weird-looking dudes. I'm sorry. I don't care. I know they're millionaires and they don't give a shit about us, but their motherfuckers are weird.
Kings of Leon have got some good songs, though. Use Somebody is probably, like you said, one of their most overplayed.
It's bottom of the barrel.
So, yeah. Shakira.
Radioactive is a good one.
I like Pyro as well.
Molly Chambers. Molly Chambers going to change your mind.
Is Nickelback Rockstar versus Kings of Leon Sex on Fire.
I'm glad he didn't say amen then.
up the fucking Nickelback. Fuck this Kings of Leon.
This is the battle of the overplay on that one. I like Rockstar. When I first heard it. The thing I like about Nickelback Rockstar is it actually accurately kind of like describes being a rock star.
And it has people in the video who are legitimate rock stars.
And Nelly Furtado.
I'll go Nickelback.
Woof. It's got Playboy Bunnies in it too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Oh.
Fuck off, Kings of Leon. Fuck out of it. If you'd have stepped up with Revelry, Radioactive, several other songs, you might have had a chance. But you brought weak songs to the plate, okay? It was weak.
The next one is Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head, versus Outkast, Miss Jackson.
I'm sorry. As much as I love Miss Jackson... That Can't Get You Out of My Head video literally cannot get it out of your head. That's peak Kylie, that is.
That's because it's got 2,500 laughs in it.
Oof. La, la, la. La, 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 la. Kylie can do it.
She sang a song with laughs, and that was it, basically.
Yeah, but everyone goes mental about Beyonce. Fuck off. But it's out.
Forever. sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real. This is quite a difficult one because that Can't Get Out of My Head is actually a good song.
It is a good song.
I just can't get you out of my head.
The way I see it is like, would you rather listen to Miss Jackson or would you rather listen to some of Outkast's later songs like Hey Ya and Roses and stuff?
Roses is my favorite, mainly the video. I won't listen to Roses unless I'm watching the video because I just love it. It's like speaker box. Hey, you speaker box guys, get out of here.
No love below. No love below.
Oh hell no! I love the reason. Oh, I got one.
Which one of you speaker boxes it being a love below?
That's Cat Williams. Isn't it? Cat Williams is in that video. Yeah, he's great. All right, I'll go Kylie.
I'm going Outkast. I'm still going to stick with Outkast. I'm not the biggest Kylie fan personally. Well. Kylie's music fan. I like early Kylie though as well. I like early Kylie.
Kylie was good. I'm going with Kylie though.
Like Jason Donovan Kylie.
Oh,
that early.
Especially
early.
For you.
Yeah, banging tune, mate. I should be so lucky.
Spin me around with the gold hot pants.
Jesus Lord have mercy. That's actually a better song, to be fair. That is a better song.
Can't Get You Out of My Head is still good. It's still better than la, la, la.
The next bracket is Atomic Kitten, The Tide Is High versus Eminem, The Real Slim Shady.
Oh, Atomic cover.
Unfortunately, that song is a cover song of Blondie, so I'm going for Real Slim Shady. That's not
funny. I'm not being funny. That that changed, or not even changed, that it, that was my introduction to music of my own tastes, was the real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I could probably now, word for word, without even trying, I've listened to it so many times. I love that song. I love that album. Isn't
that? The next bracket. Mika Grace Kelly versus DJ Otzi. Hey, baby.
That Mika song is so overplayed, though. It was played so much, Grace Kelly.
I could be brown. I could be blue.
I could also never get my voice that high ever. That's impressive.
I could do anything you like.
I started a bit. He did all that singing, and then it was like, I could be like Grace Kelly. Brings it all the way down. Then he just starts screaming again. I'm like, all right, mate, calm down. What's that one? Hey.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
That's another cover.
Arguably, DJ Otzi have done it better.
Should we go on the basis of because it's a cover, it don't go through?
No.
Okay.
You don't want Grace Kelly to go through.
We can smack it out next round. It's fine.
I mean, if we're going to start, because there are songs that are genuinely better as covers than the original.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So, and yeah, I agree with Mitchell that DJ Otzi one is one of those. He's got some nice track on it. That's the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Ah.
The thing is, that's one of the songs that does come on at like the family wedding.
Nearly said funeral, any function, it comes on.
Nearly said funeral. I don't think that will be put on a funeral.
I'll play it at mine. Don't worry.
The next bracket: Usher featuring Little John and Ludacris. Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus Duffy Mercy.
Oh. I'm begging you for birdseed.
Birdseed. I thought, all along she was saying Mercy, I thought she was saying for birdseed.
Up the PK.
Usher.
Oh, that halftime show from Super Bowl was mental.
And if LA Knight can get him to do that for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Usher. Yeah.
Usher, indeed. Oh. Next one is Gareth Gates' Unchained Melody.
Oh, God.
Versus Atomic Kitten, Hole Again.
Oh, fucking hell.
Cover versus what cover.
That Hole Again isn't a cover.
No, Hole Again's not. It's their song. That's why it's good, because it's their own song.
Yeah.
I swear it's Gareth, a cover. It's Blondie, Gareth. Isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Blondie did it originally.
I'll fact check.
Hold on.
No, Blondie didn't do Hole Again. I'm pretty certain on that.
I'm surprised Gareth Gates made this list, considering he was runner-up to Will Young in Pop Idol.
Gareth Gates.
Is that offensive?
Too late now. I've said it, isn't it? It's too late now.
You bastard.
No, it's not a cover. It doesn't.
No?
It's not a cover. No.
Hole Again.
It did give us looking back on when we first met. Euro 96,
I'll never forget. Southgate, you're the one. You still turn me on. Football's coming home again. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was great. Good times. Remember when we nearly won the Euros? We didn't because we fucked it. Oh, good times.
I thought with my voice being fucked, there'd be less singing in this episode, but apparently not.
Me and Mitch are getting... You can't stop us. We're just running wild. You can't stop us. This episode's going to run wild.
It's
going to
go
Atomic...
on for 2.5 hours.
Yeah! Atomic Kitten.
Kitten's gone through. Next one is DJ Casper, Cha Cha Slide. Ooh. Versus All Saints, Pure Shores.
This is something new. Casper Slide Part 2.
We're going to get funky.
I'm going to go with what Liam did earlier.
Yeah,
this song, DJ Casper, Cha Cha Slide, is the making of mine and Vicky's relationship.
Yeah. Good man. I'll back it, though. Because it is a better song.
Ah, I like that All Saints song. I'm grooving, I'm grooving. Can you hear what I hear?
It's calling you, my dear. Out of reach.
It's on GT. It's on GTA 5 as well.
Cha-Cha Slide is great. It has directions in the song. Slide
Part
right?
2, featuring the Platinum Band. And this time, we're going to get funky.
Funky.
Clap your hands. They say clap.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay.
They tell you how to dance to that song as well.
He says
freeze, though, not stop, though. Okay, well, you're putting Casper's slide through.
Yeah.
Well, Cha-Cha slide, sorry.
Cha-Cha slide. Casper's slide. He's dead now, though.
Yeah. Okay. He is. Rip.
And Mitch brings it all the way down.
Rip DJ Casper.
Yes.
DJ Casper the Ghost.
Yeah. DJ Casper the Ghost.
The friendliest DJ, you know.
Right, next bracket. Timbaland featuring Doe and Kerry Hilson, The Way I Are.
Tune.
Versus The Fray, How to Save a Life.
Oh. And know me the way I are.
I feel like that Fray song got bigger because it was used in that episode of Scrubs.
Yeah, it's possible. Where could I go wrong? Lost a friend.
It's when Dr. Cox kills like three. Well, accidentally like loses three patients.
I'm in the middle of rewatching Scrubs. Actually, I'm on season 3.
I love Scrubs. So I need to rewatch that eventually.
It makes me. I don't appreciate how sometimes it makes me sad, especially Brendan Fraser's episode gets me every time. I hate it.
Brendan Fraser, the whole time. I hate it.
It gets me right. It punches me right in the chest. That I fucking can't stand.
Have you seen the theory that he was always dead?
No.
Like even in the episode before, like he turned, like the earlier one, they say that Brendan Fraser was dead in that episode as well.
No, but we won't talk about that now, but I will be looking into that because that's interesting. Timbaland has got much better songs that he's made, though. The Way I Are is not that great.
The Way I Are is the one that starts up.
I ain't got no visa.
I ain't got no real American Express.
Timbaland.
Can't even buy her flowers. I do like How to Save a Life, though. I'm going to say How to Save a Life. Damn, I'm going to go with The Fray. Where could I go wrong? Lost a friend. Alone in the business.
I'm going with Liam. Oh. Sorry, Timbaland.
There's better Timbaland songs, though, in all fairness.
I feel that over my head is better than How to Save a Life.
Cable Car Over My Head, yeah.
Yeah.
The next bracket. Tony Christie featuring Peter Kay, Amarillo. Versus Daniel Powter, Bad Day.
Because I had a bad day. I always get Daniel Powter and what's his name mixed up.
I'm not going to lie. The Chipmunks did a better version.
Who is it that I always get him mixed up with?
Is this the Way to Amarillo song is not a 2000s song because it's literally just the same song. But if you add the video in with Peter Kay doing the walk and stuff, then it becomes a 2000s song.
That's comic relief, wasn't it?
But Jimmy Savile was in that video.
Oof.
And then you got Daniel Powder, Bad Day, which is just an awful, terrible song.
Okay, so you did have two runnies in Amarillo.
Listen, the two runnies, Goodwill, do not make up for Jimmy Savile.
Okay? Only one Ronnie.
Ronnie Corbett.
Mr. Blobby's in it as well.
Nope. Bad Day. Straight away. Get rid of that thing.
Two nonces.
Jack Whitehall understands. Mr. Blobby's terrified.
Okay, Bad Day. Yeah, fine.
I'm going to put Amarillo through just because I was like, yeah, but Bad Day's going through. Right, next bracket. Eamon, Fuck It. Versus Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love.
Bleeding Love.
Fuck you ho.
I don't want you back.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they used to play that song on the radio and they cut half of it out. Like, what's the point?
Such, yeah. What's the point? because he's a whiny little cunt.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like that Leona Lewis Bleeding Love song.
I really don't either, to be honest.
I really like it. Have you ever watched No Strings Attached with Ashton Kutcher? It's Ashton Kutcher.
I have, I have.
No, I watched Friends of Benefits instead.
Yeah, no, this same movies came out at the same, same time. Yeah. But in that one, Ashton Kutcher, when she's on, when she has the decorators in, Ashton Kutcher makes her a mixtape of things to listen to, and Bleeding Love is one of them on there, and it's funny.
Isn't it funny? Ashton Kutcher did one, and Mila Kunis was in another one.
Yeah, and she did one with hers with JT.
Yeah, crazy.
Mental. Yeah, but yeah, I agree. The Friends with Benefits is a better movie than No Strings Attached.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
I recommend it. I like Ashton Kutcher.
I love Ashton Kutcher as an actor. Full stop. I like him in when he took over from Charlie Sheen in
Two and a Half Men.
I thought he was funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. Well, his best is That 70s Show.
Oh, I like that as well. Yeah, yeah.
So we put an aim in.
It's a shame you can't watch that.
I don't know.
I'm going to keep bleeding. Keep bleeding love.
I don't care what they say. I don't think, to keep some sort of integrity,
I don't think we can let Eamon through. I don't think we can.
We can. It's our tournament.
Yeah, I know, but we don't have any integrity at all, so we need to save something. Because we kicked out Frankie, I'm gonna go with Bleeding Love. But to be fair, I do prefer Love Them O's. I love them O's.
Never loved it. Never loved it.
Ooh.
Next one. Ooh. Eric Pritz, Call On Me.
Ooh.
Versus Bass Hunter, Now You're Gone.
Oh! What a tune, mate. Bass Hunter was the fucking... Oh, mate. I love... That was at... Now You're Gone, Angel in the Night. Wow, mate.
You are the light in the dark.
You are the beat in my heart. Oh, what a tune. Now You're Gone.
I don't think Eric Prince ever had like another hit.
Eric Prince didn't need another hit after that. That video, Jesus Christ, that was pretty much the beginning of an awakening for certain people.
Yeah.
That is the example of taking it, like a sample, which in this case was an 82 song by Steve Winwood called Valerie, where he basically in that song
not,
you hear
Carl. Not Valerie. No, I was going to say.
This Valerie goes, Valerie, call on me. It goes like
I've heard that. Yeah, I have heard that.
And then Eric Prince took that bit kind of thing and just put the
call on me.
Yeah, put loads of bass on it kind of thing and got loads of thrusting fucking models.
He was like, I'm gonna take this song and put some bass on it. Then I'm gonna take this video. Ass.
I feel like that then created like a perfect storm of like just entirely sexual videos. Like, do you want to push me and then just touch me.
Women in underwear using power tools.
Yeah, exactly.
I never understood. I mean, I didn't understand it until the jackhammer came out. Then I understood it, but still, it's a bit weird.
Well, it's all just like.
But Bass Hunter all day. Now You're Gone. I'm going all day.
Call On Me for me.
Now You're Gone.
Bass Hunter. Now You're Gone. I realize my love. I didn't even really like that type of music, but Bass Hunter was really, really good. There was another one as well, and I can't remember where it was, though.
There was one after Now You're Gone, but before Angel in the Night, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to look for my own.
The next bracket, while he's doing that, is Enrique Iglesias, Hero.
Oh.
Versus Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland, Dilemma.
Light work for me. It was Enrique, mate, all day. Hero, what a fucking... I can be your hero. All I ever wanted. That was awesome. Yeah, Hero for me. I can kiss away the pain.
I feel like Enrique was always singing I am a Latino forever. Man that would teach you in the ways of how you say love kind of thing.
And then as he says love, that Spanish guitar in the background.
But then I've got, but then you've got Nelly and Kelly Rowland, where the video is hilarious because Kelly Rowland's texting someone on Excel.
That's loses points. You're texting on Excel. You can't text someone on Excel. The phone was sick, though. Do you remember? I remember when I saw that phone in the video.
It was everywhere.
The song is great. And plus,
Nelly's flowing that week. I let the best have been. Don't even have to know the words, but you know, just a flow. Oh, da, just doing that all the time.
I'm sticking.
I'll go Dilemma.
I'm going Dilemma too.
But that Enrique Iglesias song is just oof.
Enrique Iglesias.
Iglesias.
I'd rather hear Enrique sing like "Tonight I'm Fucking You."
The ping pong song.
Yeah. It's that I'm fucking you.
Hero is banger. It's not the best song that Scott has called Hero, but you know it's up there.
The next one is Infernal from Paris to Berlin.
Never disco
versus Soulja Boy. Tell him crank that.
You. That's literally that's how you can show your age. If you say to someone, Soulja Boy, tell them, they'll just go, you, or they go, I got a new dance for y'all. It's called Soulja Boy.
You.
Who would know that he would fucking inspire people like Salento to do like, well, watch me whip. Now watch me nay nay.
That's a whip. Yeah. Watch me nay nay. How would do? Ooh, watch me.
My vote is for Infernal, Paris to Berlin.
I'm going with Soulja Boy. That shit was iconic. It was iconic. Yeah, did you know? The thing is, question is, did you know the dance?
I did. I
knew the dance.
Was sad. I went on YouTube and learned the dance.
Same. Actually, to be fair, at this point, I'm revealing too much about my life here. I'm going to get absolutely fucking flamed for this. Back then, me and one of my best mates at the time were actually in a street dance group. and we had to learn a dance, and this was some of the Soulja Boy was part of it. Yeah. So yeah, 16-year-old me, I think it was in a street dance group.
I'm not gonna lie, I've seen a picture of you really young, probably around about that sort of age, probably 18.
Paul.
No beard.
How have you seen a picture of me that young? Where?
Facebook.
What?
Oh, it was probably my mum.
He stalks people's Facebooks.
Was it my mum?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, of course it was, yeah. She sticks me up big time all the time, man. Fucking does me dirty. Yeah. Oh.
The next one is the Pussycat.
Wait, what's going through? You didn't say anything. Boy. That's all right then. You just laughed at me because I was in a straight dance group.
That's saving that for idle chat, mate.
Oh, shit. I ain't doing the dance. I ain't doing it.
The next one is Pussycat Dolls featuring Busta Rhymes, Don't Ya? Versus Rihanna, Don't Stop the Music.
Oh.
Please
don't stop the music.
I'm surprised that Rihanna song's got in there, actually. I know, I was going to say, it's up on the Michael Jackson bit, yeah. I'm gonna take you away.
I'm trying to think, is that a better Rihanna song? I do like Ponder Replay. That's one of my favorites.
That's probably her best.
Early Rihanna.
Yeah.
All day.
I'll go Rihanna.
Please don't start the music.
Riri all the way.
All the way.
I actually like I like Buttons better on Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
Loosen up my buttons, babe.
Their songs were just all the sex. All of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So the first round.
Huh?
We're finally at the last bracket on the first round.
Yes!
And that is James Blunt, You're Beautiful, versus Fragma's Tucker's Miracle.
I need a miracle. That one.
Yeah.
I need a miracle. I need some Haribos.
I want some
Haribos.
Two very different songs.
Very different songs.
That James Blunt song, he got a lot of flack for that. But James Blunt himself is a very funny individual.
Very funny.
That's who I get.
James Blunt and James Morrison.
No, the other guy, the one that sings Bad Daniel Day. Fowler. Yeah, I get because their voices are similar. Yeah. That is brilliant.
I like Three Wise Men on that album.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
Knocking at the door.
But there, I'm gonna go for the Miracle song.
Yeah, same.
Track my top is Miracle.
I need a miracle.
We're just gonna hold that right there. It's been a long recording,
longer than we thought. And to save Dave's
dying throat, we're gonna split this up into two parts to find out who finishes tippy top of this month's tournament. You're gonna have to listen to Idle Chat to find out. And also, if you head over to the YouTube channel, you will see the video version, which we weren't prepared for. So that's a little something for you all.
You know where to find us at Weight World Pod Trio on X and on Instagram, or Weight World Podcast on YouTube, at the Weight World Podcast on TikTok, and all of the previous tournaments are on all podcasting platforms. Search for Weight What, a Trio of Nonsense. That is our govy. You'll find the right podcast. None of these posers pretending to be us.
You done?
Am I doing the end as well? Want me to do your bit at the end too?
No.
You do that?
No.
You got that?
I could do
you
that. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys. Keep on trucking. Hey. Somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me.
Kill me, please.
Come on, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, let's go.